Don't choke yourself. Or the fitness and bodybuilding disaster. Choking some part of your body with heavy weights is not fitness or bodybuilding. It cuts off your circulation and whatever else, and it cuts you off from finishing your exercise. Furthermore, muscle group isolation and the so-called proper posture greatly limits how many muscles you challenge. Your exercise is supposed to last a long time and involve a lot of muscles so that your body receives a clear and sustained signal for adaptation. And you are supposed to flex, turn, twist, and yes, even dance, so that you engage your entire body, not just four muscles at a time. Telling people to stand still while they perform muscle isolation exercises and for no more than 45 seconds and only 3 times a week sounds like an attack, a conspiracy against fitness. You are supposed to perform your exercise for an hour and with weights that don't force you to stop during that period. And then continue that exercise until your body finally adapts and you can lift more. At which point you start mixing in heavier weights until you don't need to use your older weights anymore and you are fully switched to a new weight. That adaptation, that new strength, is where larger muscles come from. Your body only grows new muscle to handle new weight as you continue stimulating and challenging it. The choking of your muscles with weights that are much too heavy turns what should be a 60-minute exercise into a 60-second one. Heavy weights prevent you from stimulating your muscles for long enough. What can choking out your legs or arms possibly tell your body? You can figure that out yourself by looking at the legs of fat men, by looking at the legs of joggers. And what would those legs look like had they only exercised them 60 seconds? In 3 sets of 10 reps. It is also a terrible idea to work on one area of your body. There's not enough time in the day to cover multiple areas. You are going to have to perform a full body exercise because you really have no choice. There is no configuration other than a full body exercise that will make you fit. Fitness requires a symphony orchestra of muscle. When you are unintentionally dancing on a slippery stretch of ice, it's not just 6 or 8 muscles that you need, but all of them. Choking and isolating, working out for seconds all together, are a disaster that prevents fitness. Whoever started this myth must have done so the same way you propagate it, unintentionally, just by doing what everyone else was doing. What's it for me, before you ask? Exactly that. You are spreading a myth that ends any and all hope of transformation for people that need it. When daily walks with groceries build more muscle than bodybuilding at the gym, it's time to rethink what you are doing. I now give you exercises that are more powerful than what I just described. If you are large, walking for 2 or 3 hours every day. If you can carry light dumbbells with you, please do so. If you can, bicycle. Pedal fast for 2 hours every day. It's a great start to make your way towards the next step. Hiking. for weeks at a time, away from stress. Explosive legs and abdominals. You never sit and you eat meat like a beast. And then you come to the gym, string all standing dumbbell exercises together, and begin dancing a little to the beats in your slower songs. One beat lifts your weight up, the next beat lets your weight down. And let the motion synchronized to music help you enter a dance trance where time moves faster and faster. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are choked and forced to stop. When you can get through your workout without being challenged, that means your body has now adapted. Your muscles grew. And now you must start lifting slightly heavier, by no more than 2.5 pounds, to the slowest of your songs, so that you get a bit more time at first. You can also work out to slightly faster music, and or stay a little bit longer at the gym to burn more fat and transform faster. But remember, your first workout must be light weights so that you can get through the hour while lifting them. And if the weights are impossible to lift for a long time, do what the joggers do. Don't call it a workout until you eliminate all the rest. No more sets and reps, no more muscle isolation, no more choking yourself out of a workout. Let us now bury this worthless and pitiful myth. Start walking with dumbbells or jogging with wrist weights. Get ready to dance with dumbbells at the gym. It's only aerobics at first. Once you start lifting heavier and heavier non-stop, it transforms into fitness and bodybuilding. And remember, if you have to stop, then you are doing it wrong. It is not how heavy you lift, but how long you lift your heavy for.